We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton. You've discussed this topic quite a bit over the last 6 months, and now it's close to being put on your doorstep and those of your colleagues in the House. Immigration reform. It looks as if the House Judiciary Committee is going to look at it and then see what happens next, right?
Well, that's right. The Senate last week passed a pretty sweeping bill on a very large bipartisan vote, better in fact than 2-1. And of course, one of the issues is if you do nothing, then you just perpetuate a broken system. It's broken for literally everything, not only employers, but certainly the folks that are here illegally in terms of any pathway, folks not paying taxes. I mean, it's lots of finger pointing can be done. And now that the Senate was always viewed as they would go first, they've now passed a pretty comprehensive bill that passed 68-32, fairly overwhelming by everyone's standards. And probably from the beginning, no one would have guessed it, that it would have been that big. But the House Judiciary Committee, as well as the Homeland Security Committee, two committees have jurisdiction over where things are headed. The House Judiciary Committee has begun hearings. They're looking at probably taking this bill piecemeal to a degree, passing a number of different elements. They're going to have stronger enforcement of the border. I think that's going to be one element, and they share that jurisdiction with the Homeland Security Committee. They're going to be looking at some special provisions impacting agriculture to try and have a reliable guest worker program. I think they're going to be looking at a skilled visa act, so those with high skills will have some preference to be able to immigrate to this country. And probably some protections and more verifications for employers as it relates to the hiring of folks as well. All these elements are likely to be debated and considered as individual pieces. We may get to some of them yet this month, July. But at the end of the day, whatever the House does, it will be different than the Senate bill. That's usually the case in just about every piece of legislation that gets through the Congress. And it'll go to a conference committee so that the differences will be ironed out between the House and Senate members of the committees of jurisdiction. And that really likely starts in earnest this fall. Once the House passes at least some elements of an immigration bill, may not be as sweeping as the Senate bill, but at the end of the day, the differences between the two get ironed out. And I'm still encouraged that we'll see a bipartisan consensus emerge, one that Republicans and Democrats can support, that really addresses many of the problems that certainly plague the nation in this respect.
Fred, are there certain things that you are going to draw the proverbial line in the sand on that with this immigration situation that has to be in the bill or has to not be in the bill? Or are you going to take a wait and see attitude and see what comes out of judiciary?
Well, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I don't serve on the Judiciary Committee. I'm anxious to see what they do. I think everyone, and for a long time, I've supported stronger border security. I think that it's important, particularly with the technology that we have today, a number of countries have this anyway, have an entry and exit system so that we know who is coming in, when they leave. I think that that technology is present. We can do that particularly at major crossing terminals using iris scans of the eye and a number of different things. I think that's important. I think that, as you look at the, quote, amnesty issue, I don't think anyone's really calling for amnesty here. No one is going to me, amnesty is a free pass. You get to cut ahead of the line of the many people that are already in line trying to become citizens of the United States. I don't think that this bill is necessarily going to require citizenship for all the folks that are here illegally, that's for sure. But I think it will provide a pathway to legitimacy so that people particularly if they've been here for some time, making sure that their taxes are paid, they don't have criminal convictions, a whole number of different things. And if they choose to try and embark on a path of citizenship, they're not going ahead of people that are already there. I think those are some important elements of legislation that we're going to see. And I think at the end of the day, because the system is so broken, the borders may not be as porous as they once were. We've made some improvements there. We do have 11 million undocumented people that are here, and that has to be addressed. I think many would say that you don't need a provision to send all these folks back. I think that simply doesn't work. We need to address the current situation, and I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic that the House, in fact, can address this, though, of course, it will be different than the Senate bill, that at the end of the day, we'll be able to iron out those differences and get a bill that indeed is bipartisan.
We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton. The next subject on tap is the farm bill that's now in the the U.S. House's laps, The Senate says they've already passed their legislation. They're not happy with the House, led by the Senate Agriculture Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow. The Lansing Democrat is blaming Republican leadership in the House that has been, in her words, a problem on this, end quote. As one of those who is in House leadership, although not officially entitled, with your position on the Committee of Energy and Commerce, you do have a position of leadership. Is this farm bill rhetoric coming out of the Senate just that rhetoric, or do you see maybe some things in what they've sent and what the House wants to do that can be worked on and a farm bill can finally be agreed upon?
Well, I supported the farm bill that sadly was defeated in the House. You know, every farm bill, and you go back, you know, all these different years, they've always been bipartisan. They've required bipartisan support because neither side, neither the Democrats when they were in the majority, nor the Republicans when they were in the majority, I don't believe ever were able to pass a farm bill just on their party's votes. Just having 218 in either the House or the Senate to pass a bill, they've always required the other side to put up some votes to try and get a bill done. Now, the Senate did pass a bill early last month in June. The House bill was different, not dramatically different, but it was different. And the House now, and the farm bill expires the end of September. Farmers want certainty, that's for sure, a whole number of different things that are included in a farm bill. And I think that it's likely that the House will pass the bill this month. We return into session next week. We're in until August. And my guess is that the House will take up farm legislation. Again, it'll be different, always is, than the Senate. Be able to go to conference during the month of August, and hopefully come back in September before it expires to actually get a bill done that, again, will be bipartisan. It has to be, and our farm policy has to be bipartisan. The Senate passed a bill that passed overwhelmingly 3-1 in the Senate, bipartisan support. I'd like to think that the House will be able to come up with a bipartisan plan yet this month and then go to conference with the Senate.
Fred, do you expect that the student loan situation will be ironed out pretty quickly as the old student loan extension expired on Sunday?
Well, nobody wants to see the interest rates go up on student loans, in essence, double. And for a year, we knew, both the House and the Senate, that that current program was going to expire on July 1st, and if no action was taken, they would double. About a month ago, the House took up legislation very much patterned along the president's own budget request, using market rates or the cost of borrowing by the federal government to lock in and, I believe, cap what interest rates could go to. Yes, they'll exceed the current 3.4% by a small margin, but it's going to be the cost of borrowing rather than leaving the whole taxpayer on the whole hook for the difference. The Senate didn't pass anything. Didn't consider any proposal on the Senate floor, and sort of like what the Senate is doing now, waiting for the House to pass the farm bill, the House has now been waiting for a year, I guess you could say, for the Senate to pass the bill so that we can go to conference, see if we can agree with each other. But I think when the dust clears in another week or so, when the Congress comes back into session, I do believe that the Senate can pass something, hopefully along the lines of what the president proposed in his budget and what the House passed a month ago, to prevent the rates from doubling, but in fact make sure that the taxpayer is not on the hook for the whole difference.
One final thing, Fred Upton, and I know that Congress will not convene until next week, as you mentioned.
Monday.
But in the wake of what happened last week with the Supreme Court decisions, do you expect, and I'm talking more on the Voting Rights Act, do you expect Congress to maybe do some tweaking on that now that the High Court has struck down part of that act that they said Congress needs to update because it hasn't been updated since it was enacted in the 1960s? Do you get a sense that's going to be dealt with this session, or is that something down the road?
Well, I think, though I've not read the opinion yet, I know that from what I have read, the court struck it down because they said that they're using 40-year-old data. Things have changed quite a bit, not only in the South, but across the country as well, and really encouraged the Congress to take some action. I'm not so sure with the full plate of issues that we have today, immigration, the farm bill, we have another debt ceiling issue that's going to be up this fall, tax reform, energy legislation, all these different things, whether the Judiciary Committee in either the House or the Senate can actually take up legislation, certainly in the balance of this year. But my sense is that they'll have some hearings. We'll see what, as the dust clears, whether there's actually room in the schedule to do something like this. And if there is, we've got two pretty active chairmen, Senator Leahy in the Senate, Chairman Goodlatte in the House, to see if maybe they can put something together. We'll see.
Fred Upton, the congressman from St. Joseph, is always chatting with us about some of the issues of the day. We wish you and your family well for the 4th of July holiday, and we look forward to talking to you next Tuesday morning about some of the things going on as Congress reconvenes next week.
Always look forward to it.